The Wellington Museum in Prince Edward County is a former Quaker meeting place that has been renovated to accommodate various activities, yet it maintains the feel of a reverent place from the past, and it is the perfect space for the homage exhibit to be viewed. Homage is a collection of 41 framed neck pieces created by Donald Stewart, one of Canada's leading gold and silversmith artists. He created the necklaces as a tribute and a celebration of Canadian women, past and present, for their contributions to society and history. These stunning pieces reflect their stories. For example, the Diana Krall features tiny keys from a piano, yet the Pauline Johnson highlights a single metal feather. Admiring these impressive pieces is one part of the exhibit, but reading the stories is a lesson in history. Curator Jessica Chase tells us more about this unique exhibit. This is such an unusual exhibit. How did this come about?
This came about because a very keen set of museum visitors, a couple that comes to a lot of our events, they had seen homage on display at the museum in Orillia and had really, really enjoyed it, had had an opportunity to meet the artist, and they said, you know, we feel like this would be a really great fit here at the county museums, but in particular Wellington, because in our space here, it really is such a flexible space that can house almost anything. And so I reached out to the artist and I said, hey, we have an opening in the spring of 2025. Would you be open to hosting it here? And he very graciously said yes and was super excited about the opportunity.
The space itself is kind of interesting, really. I mean, as you say, you can use it for just about anything. It used to be a Quaker house, is that right?
It did, yeah. It was a Quaker meeting house from 1885 until 1967.
Tell me about the exhibit itself.
So, homage is 41 neck pieces. You could call them necklaces, but I think they are so different. Yeah, neck pieces that represent Canadian women from history. Each neck piece associated with a different woman, living or dead. We're talking all the way back to the Vikings. There is one Viking included. But these are women that have done incredible things, but they might not be women that you know already. I was surprised at how many of the 41 women I had never heard of, or some whose names I had heard, but I wasn't familiar with what they'd actually achieved, accomplished in their life. And then, of course, some women that are very, very commonly known, very, very well known.
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray, yes, that's a big one.
Hayley Wickenheiser.
Yes, and Roberta Bondar, yes. A lot of people know her, or Mary Pickford, of course, Canada's sweetheart. So a lot of these women, yes, are big names, but it was really fascinating to learn about the stories that were lesser known, too.
Can you think of a couple of them?
Yes, I could do. One, I think, was the lady who invented the Jolly Jumper. That is, we'll have to go get her name. I'm totally blanking on it right now. But a lot of people had no idea that the Jolly Jumper was a Canadian invention. Or Martha Bills, who is the sort of CEO of Canadian Tire, whose family started Canadian Tire. And I think her necklace is particularly beautiful. Pauline Johnson, Mohawk poet and author, she is represented by a beautiful necklace, very simple in design. It's interesting that some of the necklaces are so complex, others are more simple, and yet they're also perfectly tailored to those women's legacies and stories. And Don Stewart, the artist, did say that, you know, of course, he started with a very large list of names. And when it came to deciding who was going to be part of homage, it really depends on inspiration for him. If he looks at that person's story and is looking at the materials that he has available to him and something immediately comes to mind, that necklace gets created. But he said sometimes there are incredible women that it didn't jive with the materials that he had at the time. So an idea wasn't forthcoming, so they're not part of the exhibit, but it's not because they're not worthy.
No, it's part of the creative process.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this?
Well, I would love to say that as a person who is not a creative, you know, I don't work with my hands. I'm more of an orator than that. I'm a person who likes to talk. So when I am looking at these necklaces, I can appreciate them as beautiful objects, you know, and beautiful works of art. But I think getting to see people engage with the exhibit that are creatives, you know, that are even goldsmiths or jewelers like Dawn, the artist, and to see them pore over them in a way, you know, where it's true adoration and admiration. And they're really recognizing the excellence of Dawn's work. That has given me a new appreciation for the pieces, because I can appreciate them on a whole different level now, knowing that Dawn truly is a master of his craft. Plus, he's a lovely person, too, and has been a pleasure to get to know. So I think, you know, I want people to come see the exhibit, yes, because the pieces are amazing and the stories are incredible and inspiring, but also because Dawn is so great, and I just want to see his work appreciated for what it is.
Thank you, Jessica.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.